I'm not inviting you because of your surname, but because you are the head of state. I will repeat what I have said many times. As Bishop of Ndola, I will always work with the government of the day, regardless of who is there. That's why I'm emphasizing that I did not invite His Excellency because he is alone, but rather because he is the head of state. Government and the Catholic Church are partners in many sectors: education, health, in social, providing social services. Therefore, I have not been hesitation to approach government to ask for help if it is for the benefit of the people that I serve. I think His Excellency is here, the President of the Republic. He will agree with me that I have hardly ever approached him for personal help. It is always for the underprivileged and the community that I serve. And I intend to continue doing that. A word to all of you politicians. Don't drag us, the church, into the politics. Our job is to unite. I'm not ashamed to say that throughout my life I've never won the empathy card. So I don't belong to any political party. But as long as we are able to cooperate in order to save our people well, then we are going to be partners in order to save the people. So for this, Your Excellency, the Republican President, I thank you for the projects that we did in Sparta, which I'm sure will continue. And I can assure you that I will still ask for help for projects which are running in Ndola and other projects to benefit the underprivileged. Having thanked the government, the head of state and government, let me thank my fellow bishops and archbishops who are here, my brothers. They have come from different corners of the country in order to witness this occasion and to give solidarity. I do not take this for granted. My brothers, I need your support. As you are aware, I was an auxiliary bishop assisting the Bishop of Sparta. Therefore, I may not have the monopoly of knowledge in terms of running a diocese. I will still come to you to seek your help and your guidance. And I will do my best to be a good brother to you. My brother priests, the religious, I thank you for the role that you have played in my life. But at this stage, rather addressing myself to the clergy and the priests of Ndola, I can assure you that I do not come with an agenda or a preconceived mind. I'm coming so that we can walk together and work together. Whatever differences you may have had with the Archbishop Banda, those are your differences, not mine. So, to that end, maybe you have a chance to start again. And we start on a new page. The advantage of being led by one who is not a product of COPA is that I may not know what you are doing in primary school or secondary school. So I will not judge you from that angle. I will just look for the cooperation now so that we can work together. As long as we are able to work as one, as a united clergy and religious, one church, one leadership, then I can assure you that you have my support. We will talk more about that as we meet by ourselves, because here it is too public. For the lay faithful, I would like to assure you that I come as your pastor and also your father. I will do my utmost to help you reach God, and I will do my best to ensure that you receive the graces from God. We will work together for all those things which are for the common good. I assure you my support. However, the slight advantage I have as I come to Ndola is that I've been a bishop for already 9 years and more. So, I have learned my lessons along the way. I will not give you any special papers to anyone. Just do the correct thing, then you'll be my brother and my sister. I will not succumb to any manipulation or any way of putting me in whatever politics might be obtaining locally. I would rather work together as children of God. We shall talk more about that as we meet in your parish and in your dinner, so that we may continue the good work that has been done here by His Excellency the Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Ibanda, who assured us in his speech that given another chance, we will still do the same thing because it's the correct thing. For me, I cannot say the same because I have not worked with you. So we shall have to beat our own path. What we agree on, we will be able to work together and accomplish together. What I like or want from you is dedication, discipline. Discipline. That is prospecting. Religion, religious, and religion. Let's build the church. Let's not build our own persons and our own ideas. That is why we are here. Finally, Your Excellency, allow me to thank another friend who is present here. Although already having thanked you, I shouldn't be mentioning him, but allow me to mention him. General Scarsman is a good friend of mine, the Army Commander. And when I invited him to come, he did not hesitate. Myself, not being a soldier, or maybe a retired soldier, since I did some military training anyway, I'm very, very grateful, General, for finding time to come. And I hope that through you, we will be able to also offer the service to our men and women in uniform building in these houses, so that they too may be adequately attended to. By the same token, of course, talking about all the uniform women, I can see Madame Katana looking at me there and saying, what about us? We will attend to all of you as required. When we criticize you, it is not because we are enemy, it's not because we hate you, but it is because perhaps we want to make the service delivery better. And that we will do. Your Excellency the Apostolic Nuncio, thank you very much for braving that road and coming to join us. You have been a good representative for us to the Holy Father, and we will continue to work with you. The third, very final now, let me thank my fellow Jakarta people. They have traveled the whole night in order to be here today. They started off in the early hours of Friday and arrived last night. You are Jakarta. May I beg to go and sit down, because my job is talking, I can continue talking here. Thank you so much.